Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
For the show this morning, they've arrested a man in the murder of a married 27-year-old police officer with four children. The shooting happened last night, Chief Jerry O'Dell.
I am excited to tell you that we have charged Everett Glenn Miller, 10-5 of 71, with first-degree murder.
A second officer was also shot and is in grave condition this morning. Police say the shooting happened last night in an area known for illegal drugs. A police officer in Jacksonville, Florida, is in critical condition, another in stable condition, after responding to an apparent suicide attempt last night. Spokesman Mike Bruno says a man burst from his home and began shooting at the officers as soon as they got out of their patrol car.
And any time that an officer is injured in the line of duty, It's tough, and this case is even tougher. I mean, these are serious injuries, and these are people that we work with day in, day out, and they are sworn, they have a commitment to the community, and tonight they held fast to that commitment.
Two Pennsylvania state troopers have been shot. Correspondent Dan Lieberman says it happened last night at a food mart about 60 miles from Pittsburgh.
In southwestern PA, in Fair Chance, just a bit south of Pittsburgh, two state troopers were shot there last night as well, near a grocery store. Their conditions are unknown, but the officers were taken to the hospital.
The trooper said to be alert and stable. Police say the shooter is dead. President Trump and his wife, Melania, will not attend this year's Kennedy Center Honors. In a statement this morning, the White House said the president and first lady have decided not to participate in this year's activities to allow the honorees to celebrate without any political distraction. The oldest living American, Delphine Gibson, turned 114 Friday. She lives in a nursing home in Huntington, Pennsylvania. She was born in 1903. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
The only way to get golf's prestigious green jacket is to win one, because they're not for sale. Not ever.
A U.S. District Judge ruled in favor of Augusta National Golf Club in the Masters Tournament, temporarily halting the auction of three green jackets. A memorabilia company has been trying to sell them, one of which it says was owned by two-times Master Champ Byron Nelson. The judge's decision is based on his belief that ultimately the jackets are property of the club. Augusta National claims the jackets are either fakes or were stolen because green jackets aren't sold or given away, according to club policy. It's awarded to the winner of the Masters annually, one of pro golf's four major tournaments. I'm Joe Ramsey.
There hasn't been a Powerball winner in some time, so tonight's drawing will be for $535 million, or $340 million before taxes. If you take the cash option, it's the fifth largest Powerball jackpot ever. Chances of winning just one in $292 million. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4848 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4848.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org. A fast, easy way to a great price on airfare, all yours on One Travel. Convenience is key, from our quick download mobile app to great airline, hotel, car rental, and vacation deals instantly at your fingertips. Join One Travel Rewards and earn points to use on future One Travel purchases. Book on the app and double your points. Go to onetravel.com or call 888-898-2471. Get up to $20 off our booking fees when you fly with three or more of your friends by using promo code RADIO20. Promo code expires August 31st, 2017.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, it totally is time to open. You're listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by www.happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. Once again, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. Brought to you also by Key Media, RandyShannon.com, and Randy's busy turning into a doctor for you. We got Bragg.com, and that's Bragg with two G's. That's the lady that produces the apple cider vinegar, amongst other things, and has been doing it for years. We've got Happily200.com, which is living a quality life with the possibility of being 200 years old, which is actually, we're getting closer to that than you might imagine. TheConingCompany.com, SirJasonWinterTee, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. I actually do epigenetic clearing. I clear emotional charges out of this lifetime for you and also past people in your DNA. Now, Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world, and we appreciate that endorsement, Bob. And by the way, our global footprint is growing. I've been getting reports. We've now got over 1,000 listeners in Japan. So I don't quite know how all this happens, but I'm surely appreciating it. If you happen to hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, we call in from our homes and offices around the world to create this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. It does not mean throw yourself down on your knees, beg some priest or God to give it to you. It means go and get that which is yours. So Waking Up in America is a portal for you to get that which is yours. Now, always include a prayer for the celebration of the Republic, for the United States, for America. That's the Republic. That's the true Republic, not of America. That's the corporation. Okay, little words can make a big difference. As you'll find out for our special guest today, Tom Hargreaves, who's a document detective. For our animal friends, as well as for each other in our communities, put out these prayers and let's get things happening. Let's take care of ourselves, our friends, our communities, and our planets. If you have a question while we're on air, Randy, it's R-A-N-D-I, and that's S-H-A-N-N-O-N. So you tweet Randy, R-A-N-D-I, at Randy Shannon. And please follow me on Twitter at ValKirkgaard1, and that's Kirkgaard with two A's. Our topic today is, what can we do for ourselves to be stronger and wiser in the world? And right now I'm focusing my attention on documents, because I'm into some interesting situations going on with my house, because I've said no to the bank. I haven't paid them in 9 3/4 years, and it's coming to a head right now. And when you're in the quantum field, and when you honor God, and when you honor your community, and when you appreciate your friends, magic shows up. And Tom Hargraves is the document detective that showed up in the magic, thanks to John Gorla this week, another longtime friend. Today, however, to start the show off, we just got Paul the plumber back from special assignment all over the place running around. So, Paul the plumber, what can you tell us about what's happening in the world? And I know you've got a great place in Santa Monica to actually get spaghetti, so you can check that out, Monica. But Randy wants more tasty things, and frankly, I don't blame her. What do you want to ask him, Randy?
Well, I want to know what is the scoop in D.C., what's going on with Trump, and a topic that's just slightly touchy right now, and I know you don't want to get into it, but I'm very curious about Kim Jong-il, or however you say it. Just, do we have a control on that? Anything you can give us? What do you got?
Well, things, you might say it's temporarily all quiet on the Eastern Front. He may have come to his senses temporarily, and it's possible, and I won't speculate, but let's speculate anyway, that China pressured North Korea a bit and did listen indeed to Trump. China can't afford any kind of a serious military confrontation between North Korea and the United States, because it will destabilize the whole region. So you may have noticed that the rhetoric from North Korea has diminished somewhat. And it may be he's just biding time to let the U.S. be lulled into, you know, a false sense of complacency. That won't happen because the military is on high alert. So much for the, you know, little fat boy with the bad hairdo who's really an assassin.
I got a question for you about the assassin. Let's say the assassin shoots the bullet. Don't we have the technology to put that bullet down?
Well, of course, you know, but that's too easy.
That's too easy?
It's too easy. I think we're in a kind of an awkward position, and it's a political paradox for us. You know, the world is pointing fingers at us for being strong in the person of Trump in our response, you know, when he used the phrase fire and fury. When, in fact, all we're doing is responding. You might remember the famous phrase in Rambo, in the first Rambo film, quote, they drew first blood. Well, they've been drawing first blood for the last 18 years. All we're doing is responding. And, you know, we're going to really continue doing that, but there are so many options on the table. And the best option, as always, is a sane political attempt to downgrade the antagonism and the aggression from North Korea. And if we get the help from China and from Russia, I think it may happen to quell the storm, at least for the time being.
You know what I want to do? I want to share that dream that you had last week with our listeners again, and Randy didn't get a chance to hear it, because I thought that dream that you had was incredibly powerful, and I believe that that dream that you had actually links up with the eclipse that's happening on the 21st of this month, the first time in 87 years. I also have a personal belief that I've checked out with other people in the spiritual community, and they tend to agree with me that the eclipse is actually the possibility of a pathway into the new world. And that dream that you had, that you shared last week, if you would share it again with our listeners, because I think it's right on.
Well, I've been reminded that I'm dreaming a bit too much lately, which is kind of a good thing, because it means my subconscious is trying to comfort me. So you're going to have to remind me as to which dream it was.
We're dreaming about the Indians and the possibility of the New World?
Well, you know, that's interesting because 2 days ago I ran and found another dream catcher hanging.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very important to recognize the fact that there are forces beyond the natural ones that are at work, and hopefully if we invoke those forces...
We have invoked those forces, and that's what I want to let our listening audience know. I'm a member of the Galactic Federation. As we speak right now, there are more spaceships visible than there have ever been in the history of our keeping track of this, okay? The forces of heaven, sometimes they're referred to as the forces of heaven, are actually surrounding us now. And many people believe, and I've talked to spiritual people all week, that these things that we're talking about, these concerns that we've had, will just slip into the past because the energy of the planet is shifting. And people like our guest today, Tom and John Gorla, and all the people that have been working for years, Anna Von Wright, you dear woman, I know you're snoozing up in Alaska. I wish you were with us. That woman has put herself into it. I've been doing it 30 years. Randy, how long have you been working at all of this?
I took interest about 5 years ago.
I was, well, on radio, yes, but prior to that, you were in the Republic. I mean, this is a coming together of everything that we've stood for, according to numerology. I actually, for my birthday, as I said, at 11:10 last night, I walked through the portal of 77. Everything around my birthday is it's pivotal. Like my birthday is 8, 18, 17. Okay, that's eights all over the place. The psychic just smiled and said, you have nothing to worry about. Everything will work out. Okay? And that's a message. I was at Julie Newmar's birthday party on Tuesday night, and we did a hands around the table where we helped birth the new reality. A lot is showing up for a lot of people in their context. Paul was having this vision and has been having visions. And by the way, this is one of the things I love about the Thrive HDH is that it's given me vision. It also gave me the strength. For the first time in 10 years, I was out dancing in the marina. I haven't danced anywhere for ages. It's just I'm getting my energy and my life back, and I'm profoundly grateful to Beverly Brooke Peterson, who used to be on this show regularly. So Randy's going to become our health expert. She's just a remarkable human being. If you knew all the different things that Randy pulled off, Randy, I consider you just one of the biggest gifts of my entire life. Thank you for that. I don't know what's happening to CW. He can't get on because he wanted to say happy birthday and he wanted to say hi, Randy.
He did?
Yes, he did. And that's why he can't. He's got something going on. He just texted me again and said he can't get on and he's so sorry.
Oh,
no, you are loved and appreciated, my dear friend, in ways you just don't even know. Because you've heard that thing about putting your nose to the grindstone and your shoulder to the wheel?
I have.
Yeah, so we've lived it, you and I.
Yes.
We've lived it. And we've created guests. We've created possibilities for people. And we're actually globally known at this point. Somebody told me that they thought that you and I were two of the greatest women on earth. That's one of our listeners somewhere.
Wow. Who was
I know. And, you know, we sit here and sometimes we do this stuff and we go, I know Mike's listening because he'll get in and get sassy, you know. Or I found out something really interesting, Randy. 60 Minutes has something like 10 million viewers, some huge number, okay? And they're not even talking, and they're talking about really significant stuff. Do you know how much response they get out of their 10 million every week?
Something about
like 20 letters or something like that out of 10 million people.
Okay.
So we get response for, we've got about 30,000 listeners at this point, and they're global at this point, too. And as we go through the portal of the new age, this radio show is just going to expand. We've got people that are ready to cover us. It's all a matter of timing and breakthrough. So I'm very excited about our future, and it's been 30 years coming. There's so many things that we've been working on for a long time. I started working on transformation when I was 8 years old. I wanted to know why people thought the way they thought. And I realized, I started analyzing families to see how thinking affected the family, because I was trying to find out why other families laughed more than ours did. And at 8 years old, I recognized it was because of what we were thinking and doing. You take somebody like Tom Hargraves, you take something like Paul. Paul, you speak how many languages?
Roughly speaking, about 4.5.
4.5, and
what's the half?
Paul?
the half is the Italian that's kind of slipped through the cracks, but I'm planning on going to Rome soon, and it only takes a week or two to revive a dead language, and I'm talking about Vatican Latin as well. So
you can see this on the program here. Right now, Kiernan Kett didn't come to my birthday party because she got on a plane and went to Bulgaria so that she can raise sufficient funds to take both my daughter and myself to Australia so I can be in a documentary about erasing cancer and virtual realities.
Now, what's the connection with Bulgaria? The only place worth going over there is Sofia.
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. I'll give you a chance to ask her, Paul. She's got some sponsor that she's talking to in Bulgaria, and she says that for sure we'll be going to Australia to film the documentary in September. Point being is that this is a 23-year-old young woman that's creating all of this stuff. A lot of powerful things are happening, and we're gonna turn this show over to our dear guest in a minute here. But what I want to do is just thank happily200.com. Check it out. This is where you find out about being the possibility of being 200 years old and what that's all about. Also, we're going to have the Thrive HGH on there very soon. That's next on the list. Check out Paul and Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar on our website at wakinguminamerica.com. All these things have links, so you can go over there. Yesterday was a huge week for coning. I sold more ear cones last week than I sold all year. I guess people are getting ready to listen, because ear coning is about cleaning out your eustachian tubes and enhancing your ability to hear and listen. As I said, follow the links on your site and find out what's possible. Now, Sir Jason Winter T actually helped me erase cancer. It's one of the things that I did to erase it. You can't say on the radio that anything cures anything, but there's no law against erase. And erase doesn't mean there's something wrong. Erase means that you take out something that you don't want so that it's no longer there, such as poison in vaccines or chemtrails. You get to erase chemtrails. You don't want to fight anything, because if you fight it, you create resistance. What you want to do is just remove the environment so it's no longer interesting. We have the Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen. They do a monthly call. You can find out on those calls what our friends from other planets are up to and what they're doing for us. It's very, very, very inspiring. And now, Randy Shannon and Paul, I want to introduce Tom Hargraves. Tom, welcome to Waking Up in America. We love that you got up and came.
I just fell asleep. Kidding. This is a bit early for me, but I'm glad to be here.
Where are you at?
So, Randy, you want to ask him some good questions? We were talking before the show, and we didn't exactly get finished, but you know what he's doing. Actually, maybe you'll tell us what you're doing as far as looking to my mortgage papers are concerned, which were signed back in 2006.
Oh, yeah. I've already found quite a bit of stuff, and I'm still waiting on some of the other documents. But over the last 7 years, I've acquired probably the largest database of, I don't know if anybody's heard the term, I'm sure they have, robo-signing. I've got over 30,000 documents that were signed by alleged robo-signers, but on top of that, I've got over 2,000 notary applications from various states, from the secretaries of state, and what a lot of people don't talk about is the fact that most of the notary signatures on these assignments and substitutions of trustee are not by that notary that they claim to be. What they're doing is copying and pasting notary stamps and then just having somebody sign that notary's name. But in yours, I've got two of them where the notary that signed the assignments don't even come close to their application signature whatsoever.
I know which ones you're talking about, too, because I saw them myself. After I actually talked, John Gorla, let's give John Gorla a pitch here. He does research, too, and he's, like, incredibly helpful. So when you have the research that these guys are doing, and also let them know how you got trained, because I think that's really impressive.
Well, my background is I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps, and I was I worked as a Morse code operator, and I primarily, most of what we did went right directly to the NSA. I copied Chinese and Russian Morse code. I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps doing that, and then after that I started a trucking company, and then in 2000 I got into the life insurance and mortgage industry. And like a lot of other people, around 2007, 2008, when the mortgage crisis hit, I went from making six figures to basically being over unemployed overnight.
Yeah.
So I had to reinvent myself, and because of my experience in mortgages, I thought that I would start trying to help people get their loans modified, because so many people were hurting primarily because of bad loans. Loans where the loan officers said, oh, this is going to be great. You can refi in 5 years because your house is going to go up 200% and you're going to have all this equity. And it was just based on BS by the banks. It was just a way for the banks to greatly increase their profits. And they didn't really care. I mean, we had a term back then we called a lot of loans liar's loans. And what that meant was people could qualify for a loan just by fogging a mirror. And that's, you know, some of the things. So they were putting people into these loans that they knew were going to go bad. They knew from the get-go. And I think one of the reasons I lost my mortgage company was because I was honest and I would not, you know, put down that my client made 10 grand a month when he was flipping burgers at McDonald's. So I know I saw a lot of people get very wealthy because of their greed and their dishonesty, and that just wasn't for me.
Let me jump in real quick. What was their purpose of putting people into these bad loans? What did they gain out of it?
They gained money. They created more money. Loans are nothing more than money creation. And so, you know, our whole economy is based on money creation by these banks that they're not loaning their own money. They're creating money with the signatures of the homeowners. And then they're taking these promissory notes and they're selling them multiple times and investing them on Wall Street, selling them to unsuspecting investors, and they're making a killing. I mean, when they have this so-called forgiveness or whatever, where they're trying to help all these banks, they didn't need the money. They weren't
too big to fail.
It was going to for the retirement and to buy a fifth home on another continent. It's all smoke and mirrors. And when I started trying to do modifications and started realizing that modifications were just another con job by these parties, where, you know, the true party in interest was not even the one negotiating the modifications. It was usually a debt collector that purchased that debtor's information and didn't necessarily purchase the debt.
You know, I don't even think people know that they didn't get mortgages on their property. I don't even think most of the listeners know that what they got was liens, that they bought liens on their property.
That's right, making them renters.
Misconception. And not only that, when you quotes default, they have bonds, so they get paid when you default. You ask why, Randy? If I default on my property or don't pay it, the bank has already insured me. So if I don't pay it, they're already paid in full for what I didn't pay. And that didn't stop
them.
So
on the modification, wasn't one of the goals to get them to sign a new
agreement, get them, and now they had a new contract, basically.
Exactly.
Right, a new contract with a different party, generally, because you've got a debt collector that started taking over, and they needed to get some kind of a new contract. So you know, it was all based on deception and lack of disclosure.
And also
all
they
just things.
Facts. They ignore certain facts. For instance, statute of limitations ran out on my issue like years ago. They're still going. They just totally ignore it. When I took paperwork down to the bankruptcy court because I wanted to try something there, when I was working with the clerk said, anything I can do to help you, I will. They're doing things they're not supposed to be doing. This is in the courthouse. So it's like everybody knows the emperor has no clothes, but the emperor is so darn wealthy that he pays to have everybody wear glasses that shows clothing. And it's just none, it's all smoke and mirrors. And they're paid and paid and paid and then paid again. For instance, when you do homeowners policy, like the bank will put a homeowners policy on, and then if you default or something like that, then they pay themselves for the homeowners policy.
Yeah, well, it's not actually a homeowners policy. It's called MIP, mortgage insurance on the loan itself.
And, well, I'm not talking about that. They actually put fire insurance and stuff on the house here.
No, yeah. Yeah, but that's for theft or damage or that other stuff.
Except it's about four times more expensive than if I put it on myself.
That's true.
They're
and then they charge you for it.
Bills. They're just racking up bills, and they're charging for it, and then they don't even sell the property. They claim they sold my house to Deutsche Bank, except Auckland thinks that they are the bill collector for it. Deutsche Bank thinks that they're the bill collector for it, and they've both been claiming the house since 2010.
And based on the documents I'm looking at, neither one of them have any standing whatsoever.
Right. But the thing is that they're big. You know, everybody goes, oh, wow, Auckland, they're scary. Oh, Deutsche Bank is evil, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's because we let them be evil.
That's
men
right.
like are taking them down. Men like John Gorla are doing the research and passing it on so that we can, as Tim Turner used to say, we're going to cut them with 1,000 paper cuts.
Well, it's like I was talking before we started the call about a client that came to me this week. And I started looking at their loan origination papers and their foreclosure documents, along with some other documents. I kept coming across this same signature. And it was identical on all these different documents. And I traced it back to where the loan originator, the escrow agent, the settlement agent, the notary that notarized the deed of trust, and the party that allegedly endorsed the note were all the same person. And that is, I mean, there's a huge conflict of interest there. And
just
so,
teeny
I mean,
bit.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, if she's going to sign on behalf of all these different parties, and on top of that, she also signed another document that she was the vice president of the company. but all the signatures were identical. She signed the note as vice president of this so-called lender, but didn't typewrite the name, which usually is supposed to be done on these endorsements, so you know who signed it.
But
it was the same signature as the originator.
How much error do you have to find, actually, to invalidate a note? Would that be sufficient to do it for her?
Oh, yeah.
And would you do that in federal
that
court,
coupled
or
with
where
a lot
would you
of other
do
stuff.
That?
Let's put it this way. In 99% of the documents that I look at, I find major issues, where when you get a notary commission, you're required to notarize documents using the same signature that you used on your oath of office. So if you signed your oath of office when you got your notary commission as John Henry Smith, you have to notarize documents as John Henry Smith. You can't notarize a document using John Smith or J.H. Smith or some squiggly lines. Well, a large percentage of the notaries that I review when I review these foreclosure documents don't even come close to matching up with their oath of office that they submitted with their state when they got their commission. I've got one in Louisiana. She's got her first, middle, and last name listed on all these mortgage assignments, but the signature is nothing more than a pound sign, two vertical lines and two horizontal lines. It doesn't even come close to even resembling that of her oath of office, and that's the kind of stuff that I uncover. I've actually had three states, Alabama, Idaho, and one other, change their notary stamp requirements because of speaking to me over the last couple of years. When I first started working with Idaho, they, the guy that runs the department there in the notary division, and I started mentioning to him all of these issues that were coming up with these foreclosures, they only had a requirement of a name. That was the notary stamp, just a stamp of the name of the notary. So wow. Anybody could go into a Staples and get a stamp made in the name of some notary that they knew had a notary commission, stamp that name, and then just throw a signature on it. And so now, I think it's coming this January, the state legislature there is requiring a notary commission number and the notary's expiration date to be on the stamp from here forward. But that was because of things that I was pointing out that I was finding in these documents that were intended for foreclosure. That basically what these foreclosing parties are doing is kind of like, let's say you and I are neighbors, and you've got a nice 69 Corvette that you had restored, and you're washing it in your driveway, and you drop your keys, and I'm sitting next door watching you wash your car, and you go in the house after your car's nice and clean, and I go over there and I pick up your keys. And then I go in, put an ad on Facebook or some other place for a 69 Corvette in mint condition, and I'm selling it for 20% of what it's worth. And next thing I know, I've got people calling wanting to come see the car. And while I'm waiting for them to show up, I am forging a registration and a title. And with all of this different software, it's pretty easy to manufacture documents. And so they show up and want to know why I'm selling it so cheap. And I say, oh, well, my business is moving me out to Europe. I'm having to get rid of everything because of a transfer. And boom, he hands me cash. I give him the keys. He drives off. And then half hour later, you come outside and see your car gone. Did I have any authority whatsoever to sell your car? No. I had access to the car because you dropped your keys. Well, it's the same thing happening here. You've got debt collectors that are basically finding out about these debts, sending letters saying, we're now your new servicer, and you have no legal proof that they are the new servicer. You just got a letter in the mail. It'd be like me trying to mail a letter to you saying, well, I'm now the new servicer of your Corvette loan, so you need to start making payments to me at this address. But people do it every day when they get this servicing transfer notice without even checking it out. Now, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and I believe the Ninth Circuit Court define a mortgage servicer as a debt collector if one or both of two things happen. First of all, if a debt is in default at the time the new servicer takes over, that classifies them as a debt collector, and the consumer has rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. The other instance is if they use debt collector terminology in any of their communication letters, which happens probably 90% of the time. You get a new letter or from a new servicer saying you're in default. There's a little tiny, it's called the mini Miranda, where it says, we're a debt collector, we're attempting to collect a debt, any and all information will be used to collect that debt.
Right.
So anytime they identify themselves as a debt collector, well, they are a debt collector. They're not a mortgage servicer, and you have rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. But the thing is, 99% of the consumers out there, they don't know that they have these rights. And if you don't know what your rights are, you really have none. So the amount of fraud that we're exposing is incredible. Most of it's notary fraud, where somebody is signing on behalf of a notary. Robo-signing, a lot of people don't understand it, is perfectly legal. It's legal for somebody like Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems to give Bank of America and their employees authority to sign on their behalf. But what's not legal is to have somebody just signing documents as a notary using somebody else's notary stamp or doing a copy and paste job of someone else's notary stamp.
I don't understand.
Notary fraud is a felony in all 50 states.
Why are it seems to me like it would have been so easy for them to do it right.
Well, a lot of times it's not easy for them to do it right because they don't have standing to make any of the decisions.
Okay,
because a lot
so
of these companies are no longer in business.
How can people get a hold of you, by the way?
My number is 541-844-1830. My email address is F as in Frank, D as in dog, programs, plural, at gmail.com. It's fdprograms@gmail.com. And my website is foreclosuredefenseprograms.com.
I want you to repeat that whole thing one more time so people can say they get it.
Okay. I'm in Oregon. I'm on West Coast time. My number is 541-844-1830. My email is fdprograms@gmail.com. My website is foreclosuredefenseprograms.com.
And let me tell you, listening audience, what my plan is, okay? My plan is to I took the name Legal Beagles, and there are about 10 people that are helping me currently with the current situation, and I believe that I was given the current situation of my house being sold in foreclosure and things of that nature so that I could learn all the things that I'm learning and pass them on to you, because the sheriff is not taking away my house. The bank is not taking away my house because I work with Divinity, and Divinity is present here on this program. Today, Divinity is called Randy Shannon. It's called Paul the Plumber. It's called Tom Hargraves. It's called Del Kirkgaard. It's called Mike Vitale. It's called Ron Hayes, who does research. The people on this program have committed their lives to helping us take off the chains and shackles of what's been placed on us for hundreds of years. And one of the things that's been, one of the people that I have been making wrong, and I'm going to stop making him wrong, is Stephen Colbert. Because in a right and wrong world, you're either right or wrong, and you're fighting all the time. If you want to create a world that really works, you create a world of possibility. And many people see the total eclipse that's happening on Monday, okay, as a pathway into a new world. And Paul's been dreaming, I've been dreaming, and if I know Randy, she's been busy dreaming too, because she's quite the dreamer. And what we're doing is we're dreaming of the future. And Randy and I and all the rest of us, we're taking threat out of our life. We're taking, we're erasing evil. You don't fight evil, you actually erase it. Did you just sneeze some evil out? Is that
yes.
What I just Thank you. See, we're at work. We're sneezing out evil. Now, I've listened to a lot of things about President Trump. I want to say that he was duly elected by the people. Hillary Clinton did not win the popular vote. She only won the popular vote of everybody that was on the dead rolls. 3.5 million of her vote came from people that aren't here anymore. So some things that President Donald Trump has done since he's been in office. He got us a new Supreme Court Judge Gorsuch, as I'm impressed with him. Illegal immigration is down 70%, the lowest in 17 years. And it isn't just about the illegal immigrants. It's that they were coming over here and getting welfare. So we had illegal immigrants coming over the border and signing up for our welfare. So that's changed. Consumer confidence is the highest since 2000. Mortgage applications for new homes rose to a seven-year high. The bids for the border wall are in and underway. People are not even trying to get in the country anymore because they know it costs a lot of money to get run over the border. And with the current state of the welcoming of illegals, they don't feel very welcome anymore and that they can't get away for it, and there's no welfare waiting for them. So they're just not even trying. And NATO allies have been, we've boosted spending. For the first time, the VA is actually allowed to terminate bad employees. I was actually having dinner last night with Pete Rasico, who has been working as a veterans right advocate, and also Chris Burgard. They've been working for the veterans because these guys come back from the wars, guys meaning the men and women from the wars, and they can't get the treatment that they need. And a lot of it has to do with the VA not being effective, so Trump's been working on that. More than 600,000 jobs have been created. The median household income is at a seven-year high. China agreed to American import of beef. $89 billion saved in regulation rollbacks. It goes on. There's like 70. We don't have time to read all the changes that have been made. Thank you, President Trump, and he just keeps going. Now, I want to tell you, if you had said President Trump and Bernie Sanders, and they were running for office, I might have voted for Bernie Sanders. I liked ideologically what I thought Bernie stood for, but as I've stepped back, and Randy, you may want to comment on this too, I see that both sides were incredibly corrupt. And actually, the phrase draining the swamp, it comes from the 1980s, so it wasn't just his. It wasn't something that just came up. When we talk about Congress, it's like Bill Hargrave sent this in to me. He's a listener too. We're all familiar with a herd of cows, a flock of chickens, a school of fish, and a gaggle of geese. However, less widely known is the pride of lions, a murder of crows, as well as their cousins, the rooks and ravens, an exultation of doves, and presumably because they look so wise, a parliament of owls. Now consider a group of baboons. Baboons are the loudest, most dangerous, most obnoxious, most violently aggressive, and least intelligent of all primates. And what is the proper collective noun for a group of baboons? Does anybody care to guess? Randy, what do you think?
A republic.
Paul, what do you think? What do they call baboons?
Look, I am still being Congress. Flooded by the torrent of words that just came out of your mouth.
Congress of baboons.
But I'm going to switch topics just for an instant and get back to our friend who's operating the foreclosures website. And my question is, what do you see as being the impact of this shocking and very dangerous, insecure new trend towards electronic signatures, where you are presented with a half a dozen possible versions of your name, and you pick the one you like the best, which doesn't necessarily even look like your signature?
Well, it just invites a whole new amount of fraud. They're starting to look at allowing e-signatures on notarizations.
Well, that's what I'm asking, because that's the next step, and I think it's already begun to happen. And from the security point of view, cybersecurity, legality, and financial issues, it's a highly questionable practice and just opens the door to enormous potential for fraud.
And I think one of the reasons it's being pushed so much, it's being pushed primarily by the people that are doing stuff fraudulently to, you know, keep passing their agenda of continuing to defraud people in this country.
Tom, I think part of the deal is the fact that they don't really ever, it never costs them any money because they just make it up. So even if they get, quote, defrauded or whatever it is, they didn't lose anything anyway.
Yeah. Another thing that I see a lot when I look at these documents is the fact that these people are using signature stamps to stamp these foreclosure documents. They're not even actually signing them. They're just placing a stamp on them because it makes it quicker for them to go through 1,000 documents a day to put their signatures on them. And, you know, when I'm pointing that out in a report that I do, I have other samples of these signatures to show. And it's my understanding, after talking to several notary offices in different states, it's illegal to use a stamp to notarize a document, yet a lot of these documents that I look at, I find that they were stamped by somebody. It wasn't necessarily the notary, and in many cases, the stamp of that person's signature doesn't look like the signature on their oath of office. But,
and it isn't necessarily authorized by the owner of the signature stamp.
No, no.
There's
a lady that used to work for, I believe, Countrywide at one point, and she was laid off by Countrywide. But all these notes started coming through with her signature on them, pay to the order of blank. By Michelle Solander of Countrywide. Well, apparently, in a deposition that I uncovered of Susan Solander, she agreed that she had never endorsed any notes, and that these endorsement stamps with her signature embedded into them were manufactured so that employees of Recon Trust, which is basically the trustee that works for or is owned by Bank of America, so that they could endorse these notes to foreclose on them. And they're nothing more than signature stamps, they're endorsement stamps with a signature embedded into them.
I need to have time to ask for a birthday present on the air, okay? And you may be able to answer it, I don't know. I think you have totally, massively proven that the system is, as far as I can see, 99% corrupt. So I don't think we have a doubt about that. But I actually am a person that for my birthday got given a whole heck of a lot of stuff that's going on, and I need somebody out in the universe to tell me how to deal with the insurance company that actually put a another point on my record for an act of God accident. Something happened in the pouring rain on February the 18th. They've added a point to my driving record, and my car insurance has gone from $150 a month to $2,000 for 6 months. So, and this is because there's a bogus charge on there. I've gone after the California Board of Insurance. I've repeatedly talked to the company. I told them that I wanted to let my insurance with them run out, not realizing that by going to a new company. I went to Progressive yesterday. They want an $800 down payment because of this act of God thing that happened. So if anybody out there on the show or in the listening audience knows, I've been trying to get bonds. I heard from one of our guests, Tim Dameron, that you could go and get a car bond so that you didn't have to travel with life insurance or car insurance. I haven't been able to find one of those. And I'm just up a tree, and I'd like to have somebody put a ladder on my tree and help me get down, because I'm stuck in between the world of contracts and the world of I don't know where to go. So Randy or Paul or Tom, if you have any idea, or anybody out there in the listening audience, please call me. My telephone number is 310-455-8623. I live in California. I'm also raising funds to actually take on Tom's work and take on the banks, and I'm willing to do that for all of you. And whatever we do, I'm willing to share, because if it's in my documents, it's probably in yours. So does anybody here on the program have any idea of how to help me with this driving my car issue?
Crickets. I think you got to go back to the one who told you about the bond.
Can you help me with that?
What's that?
I said, can you help me with that?
Sure. Absolutely.
Great. I appreciate that. When you said crickets, that was funny. is all I...
Because it was. The listening audience is like, what?
Well, we had Jiminy Cricket on the radio program. Did you? Do you remember that?
I don't think I was here for that.
It was right up in the, it was in the beginning. I found out that Gail Ellen knew the voice of Jiminy Cricket, and I made a mention of it on the program, and we laughed about it. So I was like, we have a conscience that pays attention, and ever since then, I claimed that Jiminy Cricket was the conscience of waking up in America. So when you said cricket, I thought of Jiminy Cricket for the first time. We're watched over, folks. We're not only watched over, we're protected. I cannot tell you how many, Randy, how many times did you go firewalking?
I did that, I don't know how many years ago, and, you know, it's a mental thing. You think you can't do it, everybody thinks you can't do it, and then you get in line and you got to do it. So, kind of how life
is. Not only you got to do it, you do it, and you're walking on coals that are hard enough to barbecue steaks on,
mm-hmm.
except you're not being barbecued.
Right.
So I want you to know, I'm an Olympic torchbearer, and I'm a firewalker, and Randy is a firewalker. You're back on your bicycle again, aren't you?
I am, about 20 miles a day.
Yeah, 20 miles. See how casually she says that? Okay, so the next thing is, when is Randy going to be mud wrestling again?
Well, she never mud wrestled, but she did. That's running. It was mud running.
she
I don't
wanted
know.
Me to... That, no, I'm not going. But you know what? If I stay on this Thrive HDH much longer, I just might do it with you.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I haven't been dancing in years, and I went dancing last night, okay? You got to know
fun?
I love this.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I'm told, and I told the psychic when they told me I was going to live to be 98, I said, that's only what you got me for right now.
Because that's a good response.
Things, and the more I build myself up, when I was a little kid, Randy,
mm-hmm.
I tell everybody I was going to live to be 127. And they go, oh, isn't she cute? Our destinies, yes, okay? The reason that I believe God put Randy and myself together is that we both got sass.
That's probably true.
We both did walking. We both will go for what we believe in. We may find out that something isn't what we thought it was, but that doesn't stop us. We go do the next thing. The connections that we make through radio and the friendships, and I actually have been running the coning company for 25 years. I have a guy named Sako Nazarian that stays up like Rumpelstiltskin, turning pieces of organic cloth into ear cones in a 5,000-year-old tradition that actually helps people clean their eustachian tubes. And every time I get into a real pickle, all of a sudden the coning orders start coming in. And I've always considered it, quotes, my spiritual work. I'm a double Reiki master. As we go through life, Randy and I just welcome the next thing that happens. And tell them where you're living now. You moved from a place where you learned a lot about the law and a lot about real estate, and you managed a big house, and now where do you live?
Well, I'm still in Miami, but now on the water, loving my location, and very soon to be a doctor of naturopath.
There you go, and she has four sons.
But that's just the beginning, yeah.
Four sons. She's connected off the planet. What happened in Mexico?
That's coming up. I won't be on air next week because I'll be flying over to it.
See, this
that's
is not
week.
Fair. Mm-hmm. I want to fly somewhere, too.
Relax. I bought the spa package, so I'm going to be working out every day. It's about rejuvenation for me.
There you go. This program mm-hmm. has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, coningcompany.com, happily200.com, heavenincorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joe Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, Lonnie Hogan Miller, by the way, he's playing in the golf tournament today, Roger Stone, Anna Von Reitz, Tom Hargraves, David R., descendant of King David, RandyShannon.com, Edward F. Groups III, Shalene Nightingale, and DrValerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. And thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, producer Ryan Treasure and Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, our research director, Ron Hayes, John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Joseph Chung, merci beaucoup, to Bent Mike, and for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen, be kind to yourself, someone else, and when you watch the solar eclipse, make sure you wear the special glasses, celebrate next Monday as though it's your birthday.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.